I think there's a lot of different agendas that are occurring within the Buffalo school system and also on the school board.
Adrian Harris is a longtime Buffalo resident with an educational background. He works as a teacher's aide in the Lancaster School District. Harris says as a parent, educator, and homeowner, he could deliver the right mix to the school board in an attempt to bring everyone together for a common vision.
I think I have a vested interest in all aspects of each stakeholder's responsibility, and we need to bring all those individuals together. We need to bring, you know, teachers and administrators together and parents and the community together to really work together. And that's what I'm really trying to foster and really try to promote.
Harris ran unsuccessfully last year for the Park District seat. He is not a supporter of School Superintendent Pamela Brown. In a Buffalo News survey, Harris believes she should be terminated. Buffalo News education reporter Sandra Tan asked Harris about his lack of confidence in Brown's leadership.
Now, you have never been a fan of Superintendent Pamela Brown. When you ran for election last year, you had said that you thought she should be fired then, and that's still your position. What makes you think that she's not fit to serve as leader of the district?
Like I stated last year, she is not in. Well, her actions don't promote that common vision that incorporates all stakeholders. I think she really feels that it's just her job to sit on top and really dictate orders below. And in education, I don't think that's a viable alternative or means of really moving the district forward. It might be good in the boardroom in a business setting, but when you have all these different variables coming together that need to perform and really move the district forward and improve academic achievement, it's not a successful way of really administrating.
Harris says the district is failing to engage parents, but also places that responsibility on the teachers. Sharing Harris's passion as a city resident to improve Buffalo schools is John Licata. Licata is an attorney at the Erie County Water Authority. Licata is the incumbent candidate in this school board race.
Largest issue facing the district is not graduating a majority of the students, and that's the primary purpose of the district, and we're not succeeding.
Licata says resolving the graduation rate would clear up a number of district troubles and improve the quality of schools. He has been serving on the board for the past 5 years. Buffalo News education reporter Deidre Williams pointed to the fact that Licata initially supported the hiring of Superintendent Brown, but now wants her removed.
And over the last 2 years, I think we've seen more of a fragmentation of our efforts at education. We see parents who feel that they're being left out, they're antagonized, their schools being closed without having a forum to discuss that. I mean, there was an effort by some community business leaders to entice Superintendent Brown to leave.
Well, why do you think?
Why do I think
she should be terminated? Why? Even though you voted to bring her on board.
I brought her on board because if you looked at her resume, we're talking someone who had gone to the Harvard Urban Superintendent Program, bilingual. We have a large English language learner population, so we have a bilingual superintendent. And I think that there were many assets on paper that never came off the page.
Licata is a major supporter for a proposed medical campus high school. But Williams questioned why Licata wants a quick turnaround after he first asked for a delay to review the project.
As time went on, we won one of 24 grants of $3.9 million. So, I mean, that's a lot of reasons to go forward with the medical school. But also, when it looked like Martin Luther King School was not going to be permitted to reopen and it would need to close, that's even closer to the medical campus than school aid is. And so if we then change the school program for Martin Luther King, it's in a better position physically, it's a newer building, and we would be entitled to get some aid from the state to bring it up to what would need to be done with labs and things like that for the students.
Licata's children attend Criterion-based schools, City Honors, and Olmsted. While he would like to see expansion of these types of schools, he does not believe those programs would work well for all students. However, he suggests being creative and developing a school based on the strengths of a community or neighborhood. But opponent Sergio Rodriguez believes criterion-based schools should be maintained, not expanded. The former Buffalo mayoral candidate is now seeking one of the three at-large seats.
I understand that the education system is the single biggest issue that impacts the city in a very holistic way. So if we're looking at poverty, if we're looking at unemployment, crime, and population loss, education impacts all of this, or lack thereof.
During his campaign for mayor, Rodriguez had proposed mayoral control of the school district, but now he's changed his mind. Rodriguez has also flip-flopped on his support for Superintendent Brown. Buffalo News education reporter Mary Pasiak asked Rodriguez why he now believes she should be terminated.
Sergio, you had at one point supported the superintendent, and since
yes,
then you've changed your position on that. Can you explain what accounts for your change of heart on that?
Absolutely. You know what? During the first year the superintendent was on board, she had a lot of criticism, and she was basically, without even being given an opportunity to make decisions, she was basically being blamed for everything. And so I felt like it was more of a scapegoat thing. You know, we identified somebody who's the leader of the school district, and we said, well, then therefore she must be responsible for all the dysfunction that's created in the school system. So I felt like the first year was more of a learning curve. We had to give her an opportunity to learn the process, learn the school system, before we threw her under the bus, which I felt was being done. Now, over the past year, it's very different, especially recently in the past few months. We've seen the process, how she makes decisions, and the type of leadership that we're dealing with here. I'm not at all impressed. I'm not happy with some of the decisions that she's made.
Rodriguez says a lack of communication between the district and parents is having a big impact, and suggests the district get parents involved early on in some of the decision-making. He's also a big supporter of the parent portal.
Do you see that as improving the attendance issue?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, attendance is another issue altogether and in itself something that we need to address. I know that one of the ways that we can address the attendance issue is with truant officers. You know, many times parents have told me, everywhere I go and I see kids walking around the streets during school hours, what can we do about making sure these kids are in school? So I am a proponent of truant officers in the city of Buffalo to make sure kids are enrolling the city.
Rodriguez failed to file his campaign disclosure reports on time, claiming his campaign crew was unaware of the requirements. Tomorrow, we will bring you our final installment of the candidates. Hear from Stephen Buccilli and Giselle Stokes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.